இதை சொல்லும் சொன்னாங்க. சுதா பௌத்தர் அவர் கடையில் ஆறி சொல்லி சுத்தாங்க சொல்லணும்.
And you get
الله نفسه لم يتعلم كثير كثير زمین میری فلک میرا ایک کیوں نہیں میرا اور کوئی شے نہیں اللہ کی طاقت کے پوری دن کی طاقت اللہ کو اور شے اپنے سنانے کو ڈاکٹر نے آج کے اپنے سنانے سے میرے کو سے دیش ہوا یہ کی سب شروع ہے and this is a little revision from my side. If you pick up our hands, pick them up and see in our hands now. What do we see? What is the in the right hand, what is that? 18 in Arabic is written. And in the left hand, 81. 81 and 18, 99. The 99 names of Allah. So whatever you want, one rosy, press the button of the rosy. Ya Raza, Allah will give you rosy. You want protection? Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz, Ya Salam, you will get protection. You want the whatever you want, it is there. Now Dr. Abdullah Ali Rahmatullah says, when you have picked up your hands in front of Allah, the whole universe is now under your hands. Because the whole universe is in the control of Allah. Now you are asking Allah, so the whole universe is under you. You've got the whole universe as soon as you pick up your hands. And when you pick up your hands, Allah but Allah is in your application of the same and that is what great treasure to have given us. If we, government officers, businesses, stand up, more than that, in the morning, before the afternoon, what do you have there? Allah's office of Allah, 24 hours. Business hours, whether the government officers begin close, December Christmas begin close, Allah's officers, all the time over. And in fact, the best time of Allah's offices are 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 24 hours Allah. And when you make your phone for Allah, that phone provide a phone in our now. This mobile to make contact with the greatest thing, Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave this mobile right from the beginning. Just pick up your hands and your connection with Allah. You don't have to worry about it, it's not just. You don't have to worry that you ever got content. You don't have to worry that there's something wrong in your phone. Just pick up your hand. And minute of the night, the minute you have picked up your hand, Allah is listening to you. And when you phone, so to say, that Allah, you will never find that Allah has kept the sensitivity to tell you the velocity of need. Or the boss is gone out, or you only come back after 2 weeks, he's gone, offering you lot of the temple at the moment. No, never. Allah himself will be grasped. And you will never tell that the boy that he is there when you go, for he is press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, for Urdu press 3, for Arabic press 4. No, you will go direct to Allah. It will never be engaged. The whole world can come together, but the next night will never be engaged. And if you are dumb, you cannot speak, Allah will listen to you. And if you are deaf and you cannot hear, you will hear Allah speaking to you. That connection of that. So by sunnah, Allah said, we are here, sunnah to ask you. To get the connection and to get everything, the universe under my hands to get it. Just follow the sunnah and that you are stopping. So let us stop it to learn sunnah, which is an ibadah of Imam and a very great ibadah. And let us stop it to let the sunnah. Every sunnah, then you become die-hard for the sunnah. Every sunnah of the Prophet is that. Then we practice on the sunnah. And then we propagate the sunnah to other people. And then the other thing, Sister Rizal Muzahara, that which we talked about today is that to make the man the object of our life. The man has become a man. What is called in the man? We will discuss it. Me, my family, my neighborhood, our whole home, the whole woman, and that makes the whole world all in the man. And fourthly, to make dua for our parents. Regularly make dua. And if they pass away especially, make Isa alayhi sallam. Make dua also, Isa alayhi sallam. And the perfect of that, Allah will open our dunya. And make dua, Isa alayhi sallam, for our asatiza, our ustaz, and our mashayikh, through whom deen has reached us. Make dua for all the people, we get so much perfect in our deen, we will get surprised deen and the desire. And we want to practice the law of every Muslim, but it just doesn't want to come. It's not coming. It comes, it goes away. When they took off all we had, when we were studying in Jordan, it was very difficult. That if you don't understand Islam, or you can't memorize it, for them, just be three times put to Allah and pass the Surah to the author of the Kitab. By doing that, Allah opens the Kitab. Therefore, you couldn't understand or you couldn't memorize, now you just start coming. So, our Kitab is our child, and see how Allah will open the deen for us. One other point is that Allah gives us all for him. Or whenever we use Khatam of Quran, Allah give us copies to make Khatam every month, at least, and those who are making more of it than that, give some sadaqah also. Because with regard to the types of the Quran, Sharif, we are very negligent. We make mistakes. So all those little blemishes and what we spoil by sadaqah, Allah cleans it up. So let us try and give sadaqah for that. Sometimes for our namaz, we don't want a namaz we need. But then all our deficiencies, our all wrongdoing we give in our namaz, Allah Ta'ala will clean it up. Just to give you an idea of mashayikh, they are we not perfect to make the name of our mashayikh. Allah will give us. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hussain Allah Ta'ala Rahmatullahi, one of his close associates told me that if Hazrat just touched his sleeve with his hand, he won't touch the Quran Sharif until he is not washing hands properly. When the hand can touch the feet, how can I touch Allah's Quran? And we are such, we are clean Quran, we are running out of the hands also on our feet and that. So the types of the Quran are very great. And we can't put up the Sunnah, but Salah, inshallah, by the Prophet of Allah, Allah will do it. The talk, inshallah, about the importance of the great benefits of Namaz. Namaz is a gift, but more than a duty, it is a gift of Allah. The means of communicating directly, who are on our heart, and we can see that with our Allah, we are putting in contact with Allah. And as Sadi Biroth has explained, that contact with Allah, when you speak to Allah, when you meet in the company of Allah, there is nothing that can serve us. Nothing. The haram is not the top of the question, we can never be to anyone. We are just completely fooling ourselves. If there is a woman, we are looking at her, and the hadith says, La Allah, now. While you are looking at her and hiding her, or you're talking with her on the phone, whatever it might be, Allah's Quran is on you. In other words, you are engulfed in the flame of Allah, and you are enjoying. How can that be when a person is in the Allah of Allah, when we have become so desensitized that we don't feel? In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, a person speaks a lie, the very smell, terrible stench used to come from his mouth. Those ladies that had fighters, when they vomited, actually the fresh blood came off, or the fresh pieces of meat, the blood came off, and that time and then they need to show. Today also we did, but we can't, we are so used to. One person got married to a girl where they left a very, very posh life, clean life, fragrances, perfume, etc. And who she married things to, they were people who should take out fire in the presence of cold waves. So there should be a terrible stench there all the time. So the girl went there, over some time she got used to. A mother came to witness it. I said, how can you love me? We in the motherland in their perfume, their wonderful, said nothing wrong to us. You just stay a few days, then you also get used to. So that then we have just become used to Gunas, Gunas made nothing to us. Looking at strange one time, that fighting, and on the phone we think in fact a vision in this, our Iman is gone to a very serious condition. Life is an art. And somebody on the phone, your other workers are there, your children are there, just getting practice, just tell me this story. It's a hard to get out of the end, it's a night, just tell me this story. Ready box talks to you, just tell me something, just put it to understand in his pocket. And it means nothing whatsoever to us. We are there, dying, and Muslims cannot go together. And that will give me, give us all. May our devil of Iman respond. So anyway, And my father, let them be alive. What our iman is so this iman and that iman is a great gift from Allah. But our iman is usually as the last we come in and the first we go out. Whereas it should be the complete opposite. We should be the first in and the last out. We should get enjoyment in our iman. Today we don't find it. So iman is a great gift from Allah. Hazrat-e Maulana Hussain Sahib commonly would say, come, we all get together and we work and we try and take one command of Allah, 100% of that, at least one command. And that is the command of Allah. That we try and take namaz alive in the true sense of the word. Hazrat-e Maulana Ilyas Sahib said, if a person works on namaz, his own namaz, somebody else's namaz, the ustad, the share, whoever that namaz does come from it. And Allah rewards our share that He taught us practical namaz also. Practical wudu also He taught us, and practical namaz also. All the process of namaz also He taught us. How to make namaz. And that is also one very important thing that we have to learn, not only from kitab, how to make namaz, but to learn from some Allah wala. That how to make namaz.
Thank you.
unless they then excuse benefits. But you come to the receipt to make your service. So if we were to so anyway, I thought that finished. After about 2 months of good friends of ours, he warned me and ignored me that I was a married man, I'm a married man, and I suffered from this routine that I was. I just couldn't get out of it. I tried so much, I hated myself for it, but I couldn't. Because of that, I really wanted to get out of it. I made second nikah also. Second nikah, but for what reason? To come out of this guna. But he says, still I was in that guna. Now that I think this for a few days, I think myself, I'm going to send a reality. Now I wish the help of the last teacher, this teacher, then what will be the hope of the last teacher? The variety comes from him. Then all the water, that comes from him to a person's back, you can see it from all his students. When a person makes kalam in namaz, he makes kalam in jamaat namaz. So all the Muslims on this side, all the Muslims on this side, he gives them 17 salamati from my side. And I make dua that Allah has brought mercy and peace upon you. What unity does that? That becomes clear in the ahim. When you perform the namaz and you come to such type of strength, somebody is looking in front, somebody is looking at the bed, and that will make your heart to have differences. The differences if we are suffering in the ummah, we are suffering in getting the Muslim. So if we make our namaz, the requirement is for that, and for the creating the namaz properly, is that our such must be properly strength. So that unity will come when our namaz is solid. So the great thing Allah has given us that we work on our namaz. So in that Allah is it that this namaz in the salah, the tamina, and the mahshar, and the kuka, and all that to aid us with the dhikr of Allah in Taqwa. And the dhikr of Allah is very great. Allah is the namaz now, and Allah knows what you are doing. One aspect of Allah, the whole of Allah, from the beginning to the end, whenever we are changing position, Allah will come. Besides two of that, when we get up from Ruku, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. And when we make salam, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allah is the whole namaz that is in Allah. So how much when salam starts, four times Allah will come at the beginning. Two times at the end, the deal again Allah will come. A child is born around 30, again Allah will come. A person dies, janata namaz, four times Allah will come. All this is good. So in namaz, if we just give Allah, you will increase. There is nobody like you. See the position of that mother. If there is a little bit of concentration, then we will have the full attention. And automatically, now we won't be stretching yet. We just pray for Allah. And immediately we stretch yet. And then we stretch it yet. The greatness of Allah will be the great king, one problem king, in one of his parliament settings with his ministers, one minister has a big step in his battle. He told him, the next time you do that, I'll throw you off of my party. While I'm here, how can your mind go to somebody else? And we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah by Allah, that in your love, how did you not think of me and the thought of heaven? I'll be small greater. We should say all the time of Allah is not a God who says greater. And we should call other people. That's greatness. Our outward postures will change. Our looks on our face will change. Our hands, they improve. When we start with that, they won't be just have endless features. No, they get everything we just start with. Our share, the love of Allah, the mind of Allah, under the Vatya, he explained that when we fasten our hands, that in the aeroplane they explain, say you must have the seat belt, how you must fit in properly. Like that you must also fasten the seat belt. The aeroplane is going to about 10,000 kilometers, 10,000 meters. 10 kilometers of the international flight we go up. But you are going on the airbus, and if your seat belt is not fastened properly, then you will fall out and it's like the happy start of the airbus. I'm thinking what I have for breakfast, what I was there, my wife who came there for supper, what I was doing in the job, what I was doing at home, what I was doing there. We said, oh, okay, now we see that for the first. And we see all the matters that we did and we did for them. So that is, and then the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, mentioned the same qualities. The first one, Padapanam, we know, and the real one is for us, the meaning is for us, you know. There was the intention and devotion in all of us. Now, in working, we know from the Ramayana Sahaja, that if there were screens around our ways, and everyone could see what we think, whatever we think it comes on the screen, what would be our condition? What would we think about? The Rami Namas, what would we think about? And the Rams of the Army, what would we think about? So anyway, so when that father said that the Surah says, we know that our faith becomes totally successful. In the past days, well, definitely there is no doubt. Who are those who we know have become successful? And the Nina would be so meaning for concentration, emotion, to work with that. After that, what my mind was last year, still it is the same. Last year, Ramadan, what I call it, Ramadan, this year, Ramadan, then Ramadan's past, and that's Pura, I grew up with my quality of Ramadan, it's not saying now we have to improve. And then the same qualities Allah mentioned, and Allah, Ulama had written, the first of the 10 qualities is Namaz. The last one again, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who protect and look after their Namaz. All of this success is for those people. The 10 qualities start with Namaz, end up with Namaz. So Allah, you are so faith that we will die, and Allah make it a reality in our lives. In fact, speak to Allah Ta'ala whenever you want to. If you when you get up in the morning and say, Ya Allah, I'm making namaz the object of my life. I want to become a namaz. And in that sense, think of a few things. Like that, I also like to feel that I'm a proper namaz. Everyone likes to feel like that. But if you're deeper and more, then you will get surprised. That how many am I really my namazes? How many am I really performed? Am I making all my namazes? Am I missing also sometimes in between? Am I making? There are those namazes only who eat namaz. There are those who eat namazes. Others only Juma namaz. Others not even there. Others during the week, now and then we make a namaz. Or during the day, we make perhaps Maghrib, perhaps Isha. In summer we make Maghrib. In winter we make Isha. Just some namazes we make. That is not calling namaz. Namaz is a person who is proper and he performs all his namaz is proper. And then become every day late. A person who goes to work late every day. Our was the boss for the late. But we, it is our effort that you know, we do quickly for the work that has to be for something different. And then make it, otherwise it's just my effort to come along with step and prepare. And sometimes just before salah, they number of enemies, the watch is locking up with them. And they said, I think you want. When you finish in the mass, you want to pray to Salah, now I will walk over. You will get the Salah of Salah, you try to get the mass. But Salah must be made from the beginning, not from. Nobody will start the mass and after 2 hours go away. You call it at the mass, you make 2 hours, you go away. No. So the same way you want to go by, don't come late also. That you must fulfill that mercy star on time with the Imam. But let me recall that as far as possible, in the first step we make our Imam. And then the outward posture of the Imam. How many of us, and also said, how many of us speak about it, write about it, but when it comes to our practical namaz, then we find that we still our outward postures are not correct. The raising of the hands, the fasting, and especially in such time, that our fingers must be together and in a space similar. And in that space, we must make people jamaat. So much we must learn from that our shoulder, our elbow, that the teeth, the baby of the bones can pass through there. That yes, the Ali Padra was put up to make this one. And every minute, every single to wait has got such great effect on our lives, our health. Everything, one thing, a team right, especially women know that what great medical benefit they need sister, they hold that they will just spend in sister. What is that? That the heart pumps blood, that the heart of the mother is a pump, is pumping all the blood. And any pump to pump upwards is more absorbed than pumping downwards. So the heart, to get blood to the brain, the heart is to come upwards, it's a job. you make Krishna, number eight is wrong. So easily your heart comes to the gate. So your intelligence also for all the work of the brain, and it comes to the face, and when you let peace, life is there. And the face also stays fresh and healthy, and beauty comes in there. So you see, the woman knew that what? They won't worry about their cosmetics or anything. They will worry about bringing their Krishna problems. And he writes a little nice anecdote there. He says, the only way to get left in your face, which you need, your brains and all, is Krishna. Otherwise, head comes straight down. Put your head comes straight on top, pass it in, and then your head down, and then the breath meets your head and your brain. That you can make that what a beautiful, wonderful form and that is a whole of the mind. And if you study the words of our Acharya, Bhagavad Maharashtra, Acharya, Kuntilade, etc., and we explore our question of God. What is the mind of God? And I say, here's the message. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Vajyantika, Vajravasutta, Vajrajajatuka. All this you read and explore. This is like somebody has given you a great gift. And what is in the gift? Open, explore it, see what is in there. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal Aala, see what is in there. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. What a nice thing. Then the last one is the burden of God. Namaz will be a pleasure. We will enjoy it, but we won't want to let you understand what the Mahārāja 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 says, that even if you go on Sabbath, right, and when it's time, you come in the Irish, make the superstition. Then we will be able, otherwise we can't understand, we talk all the time, but we're just making our brothers and their children to speak to you with it. And consider the texture, our Isha, it is just 4-3-2 or 4-2-3, finish our Isha, our 1-3-2 is done. But when we will get this, then we will make it much stronger. So Mahal is a great place to start. After that, we also have to think of how the Mahal to get the benefit of it. Our brother and only. How many of us are such that when we became Bhagavad at the age of 15 English, Islamically, 14 and a half we were. Many of us we were in high school at that time, body, whatever, and we were conscious of our own mind. That the mind doesn't just go away, that death doesn't just go away, you have to pay. And there's nothing like two records for that woman. You just say two records of the month and all that's for that three times. No, you have to sit with sincerity, think, work out about how many years of the month I got there. And mashallah, there are more people of Ajama, they printed beautiful books in which you can write and keep a record of all the Ajama that you have learned. You must enjoy performance. And don't just make them out of memory. Write it down, because very soon, when you're out of memory, you forget it. That you may think 1 month, 1 year in the month, but when you record it, you will become more conscious also. So our Ajama memory is also very, very important in the community. And then the concentration in the mass, and then the effort on the mass. On the one time, they were eating meat in the mountain, and the system was at that time when we were there also, that the person who gives water, he walks around with a jar and jar of water. Not our system, it is only the system who wants, they just take the jar before, or somebody gives them, but the person walks around with it. The jar fell from his hand. He took cover it and told him to drink the Maharaj is talking in order. Okay? So by the Maharaj coming in order, it will prevent even that jar's fall. That today, we sometimes look for our keys, we just can't find the keys for it. We look for everything, the pain, the and one great thing that we have to learn is discipline ourselves. That your pain stays in this pocket, always must be there. Key in that pocket always, that you're not wasting time looking for the keys here, looking for it there, and usually also when something is lost, not everyone is looking, the whole family is looking for it. But it's sharp, when somebody finds it, oh, and they are found it, and they are so happy and they announce it. Okay? And those people who are very disciplined, they don't get the attention. Because they never lose that key, they never lose that there. But if the wrong is wrong, you must be disciplined. And there is a lot of that. If you discipline, you get practice of faith is not a one-way thing. It's disciplining our time management, control, and there is so much better than that. And when we don't, then we can have a lot of time. No better, nothing else accomplished. And people who work like no time, but so much better accomplished in their life because of discipline, because of control, self-control, and management of all these qualities. You can say, that way come to your team, I am always in this place. How much you can say? One person used to go somewhere traveling, then as soon as they went by, then the counselor, the wife says that, oh, I forgot the iron, it's a lesson for them. Then they will go back again. The iron is not the not even in the software business, it was full of. So one day the king said, oh, I forgot the iron. So promptly put that one side, open the wood, and show the light. It's not that from there, it's here. It's our system. So anyway, all this, now if we are not controlled, we are not disciplined, it can multiply, we have the eye on. And how many things happen like this? And how a lot of books are. But when you learn to be disciplined and go by the Sukhara in means, and we know that we're only disciplined in this, in means matters to get disciplined. How to stay away? Guna is not just a guna in that view. Its effects are not only till now, till after. Maulana Shahi Rahmatullah Ali says that if a person made guna, zina, Allah save us all, he made dua, guna is not. But all life is going to be plagued. It's going to worry him all the time. So guna is one bit of the photo of how it destroys a person. And so if it is disciplined, it's very, very important. So anyway, for tonight, about our Namaz, Allah make it as identity to our all of us and become life on board with our Namaz. We may have a big one also today. Oh Allah, make me, my wife, take each child, make him as all Namaz. Make our family Namaz. And Namaz is not just getting up and just going down in it, but what Namaz is for. Namaz sorts out our problems. We all dream in the light of Allah. When that person, you were going and your person was coming to offer you to take him, and then he was going to kill him somewhere in the jungle. He started with Namaz. And how many other people, how many people got united when the person just started Namaz? What miracles Namaz has to work? But that Namaz has to be Namaz. And there are incidents of how the Sahaba of our results of this time, that they must come from completion and devotion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the age of 7, that your children make Namaz. If they don't start breathing by the age of 10, for what? First Namaz becomes when you are married. So if we work from there, then hopefully you will come to know what Namaz means. Now we old people, 17, 18, now we are conscious. They walk the last of you. Like a person who just burned his empire the whole time. Now he's 18 years old, he wants to start burning his empire. What is buying him to do? You didn't study anything. When you are 18 years old now you want to start studying. What are you going to study? Manas for all things. You are feeding all children. It's not that you put them in university, school, extra studies, etc. That's next. It is that Manas. So today, unfortunately, I found the meaning is not from that Namaz will solve our problems. And we are in Salah, the Salah, the means of deliverance from it. Now is the thing that you will go to Namaz. And you will turn to an Akbar. We don't think of it. We don't think of turning to an Akbar. We are choosing, the chair, Alhamdulillah, I say, when we, the Ummah, are taking poison to the medicine. And medicine to be poison. We say, what hope can there be now for us? We think Namaz also deserves the elevation of Allah, protect us from strong to say this word also. Namaz is the greatest gift. Namaz comes in our life, and Allah will bless completely. May Allah put this reality into us, let us become true Namaz, and then see everything else will be sorted. Comes in the hadith. You are in Namaz, Allah is with you. After your affairs outside. You are in the masjid and then talking about matters outside the masjid. But we don't, that today I can't even touch Allah. Thank you.